Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, Deere & Company has reached a settlement in the ongoing right to repair lawsuit, bringing the case to a close with no finding of wrongdoing. Now, they say the agreement includes funding for a class settlement and continued access to repair tools, manuals, and diagnostic software for customers and independent service providers. Supporters of right to repair, like Farmers Union, say it's a good start. In fact, this week I talked with Rocky Mountain Farmers Union President Chad Franke out of Wyoming, who told me they look forward to working with Deere & Company and the other equipment manufacturers on this very important issue.
We're still looking for the exact details on the settlement that John Deere just agreed to, but we really hope that it's a win for farmers. Farmers and ranchers can't wait to get a tractor or a combine or any other equipment into the dealership. They need to be able to fix it themselves, or they need to be able to go to an independent repair person.
Now, to read more about Deere & Company reaching a settlement in this right to repair lawsuit, you can visit our sister network's website, which is westernagnetwork.com. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.